The main event, Boogie in Your Butt. Now that Dance Fight Foe Butt Radar has proven to be a hologram, our heroes find themselves in a dangerous place. Their new pal, Michael Torval, is dead, shot coldly by a Radarian guard on the Butt's orders, and now calling the shots is Rial, the Butt's number two. The crew is back in the thick of it, facing down several Radarian guards and a pair of angry Savrips. Their other new pal, Bobenz, is getting a further taste of what life in the Kahuna is like. Will she rise to the occasion? Will Mac? Let's hope no one requires an emergency carbonite transplant at the end of this one.
Wait, has that happened before?
Yeah, I mean, to two people. They were the same player.
You just kept putting carbonite.
We put Ghost into carbonite.
In case Ryan ever wanted to come back.
Yeah, we wanted to leave the option to him. I talked to him about it. I went to his house a couple weeks ago, and his wife asked sort of awkwardly, "So, are you guys still playing that game?" I was hoping it wouldn't come up, and I said, "Yeah, we're playing once a week. We just played last week, for instance." And then they said something about Ryan, and I was like, "Yeah, he was a bit of a handful." He's like, "What are you talking about?" And I was like, "You were obstinate. You're not a very easy player." And then he's like, well, I don't know. It wasn't that awkward after that, but definitely brought it up. And I did tell him it was a pain in the ass.
I don't know how it could get less awkward from that.
Yeah, right.
That's funny. Well, he's back. Tell him he's welcome to come back as a coat rack. Those are his only options, a coat rack or our onboard computer. But if we leave the ship, he's got to stay behind.
I mean, I would tell him that if I meant it.
I just want to say congratulations on episode 50.
Yeah, we made it. I mean, I guess it's counting for two seasons, because I think I'm counting this as a new season.
It's
a new season of life.
Yeah. So yeah, 50. Although I guess, yeah, but if you include the other ones, we're way past 50. We're probably more at like 70. That's crazy.
I know.
Congratulations.
50%.
Oh,
Andy's out. He's pissed.
He's pissed.
Leave him alone.
He's going to work it out.
Through dance.
That's crazy how he's always got problems.
It's all that fiber optics, I'm sure.
I thought you said he's got that fiber.
It's all that high fiber diet he's got. The man needs to eat less Total.
Don't you say shit about Total.
I won't.
Oh, boy.
Dude, I had a rough day at work. Some kid stole my work keys off my cart.
What, like a student?
Yeah.
But guess what? He was caught by the principal doing it, and he was wearing a shirt with his own name on it.
Kids are really stupid.
What an absolute worst, clothing to commit a crime in. Might as well just put his address on it, too.
He did learn, so I guess it's school is doing its job.
Or he got suspended.
So I guess he's not going to school.
They caught him trying to break into a kid's locker in the locker room using my keys.
Right, and
is that how it works?
I don't know. I told them, I was like, what did he expect to do with my keys? Because they're not like, I don't even remember what half of them do. I don't know how he's going to figure it out. And like, you know, apparently she's like, yeah, he's a klepto. He just goes in. But he walked into our work closet like when I was sitting like 10 feet away at my desk and I didn't notice, you know, because I was in another room. But he walked right into our closet and took it off my cart.
But then he like tried to lie and be like, these are my dad's plumber keys. And it's like, to the school?
What does a plumber need so many keys for?
Terrible lie.
Oh, dude, it was bad. I was a little annoyed about it because I feel like, I'm embarrassed. I should have had that door shut. I didn't think that anyone would walk in there and take them. So, and now I'm finding I'm missing a light key. Like, we have a key that, like, turns on all the lights in the building. They're, like, they take the place of switches so kids can't mess with switches. Yeah. And that's missing currently off my thing. So I got to go talk to somebody about that tomorrow. Just a pain. It's always something.
It's always something. Am I back?
You're back. I can see you. I can hear you. What? I don't know what the hell happened.
I don't know what's going on either.
You're now a Pokemon trainer.
For the yellow team with some pomegranate juice splattered there and some paint.
I thought it was blood.
It's about to be. All right. So,
it is about to be blood. You're right.
We are in the middle of combat going into round two. Boo, I was looking at your sheet. Your health is like 4 of 12. You didn't get hurt last. Oh, because it counts up. Never mind. Okay. I was confused. I was like, man, you're almost dead, but it's counting up, not down. For whatever reason in this game, they count wounds instead of health.
Oh.
Yeah, we always get confused by that, and I did it again.
Oops, I did it again.
As this round begins, you guys have... angered the Savrips, and the guards are sort of making making maneuvers back, dropping back, and letting the Savrips sort of take the lead on this. I think, you know, Sarn and I don't remember Bobenz. Oh yeah, you came right up to. Because you knew it was a hologram. You came, the butt radar was a hologram, so you kind of came up right into the middle of it. If there's a fight, then obviously Sarn's going to be in the middle of it.
Right in the middle.
And Mac has slow torqued back to a position behind a table.
Near an exit, hopefully.
Hopefully near an exit, although he's not sure, because for a while he thought he was in a closet. He's not far, it turns out, from the the body of Michael Torvald.
But not that
close. You're not like right on top of him, but yeah.
Where's that body? Okay, so who's going to take the first PC slot?
That sounds like a volunteer.
Sounds like you, Sarn.
All right.
I mean, yeah. It would make sense.
It would.
For you to shoot first and ask questions later.
I think I already did shoot first.
Well, you know.
Yeah, I think we're already tussling.
Okay.
We're in a tussle.
Then I'll aim and shoot at the closest Sartip.
Savrip.
Savrip.
It's a Savrip.
We were both wrong.
Yeah.
We were all off.
If you remember, it was the name of the casino you guys were at, the Loaded Savrip.
Nope.
No, I didn't think you would. I'm not sure why I even mentioned it.
The one I got kicked out of?
Which one?
It doesn't really narrow it down.
Wait, you didn't get kicked out. You didn't get let into that. The one.
That's the same
thing. That was the High Rollers Club. Yeah.
That's the same thing to Sarn.
Kicked out for not wearing shoes.
Yeah. All right, then I'm going to attack the nearest Savrip. I'm going to take aim and shoot at the nearest Savrip.
Okay, I don't allow like an aim. You're like, you are like fighting with
close.
It.
Yeah,
you, not engaged. Just close, but like, you know, like you don't. You're not like in a firefight like this, and then you take aim. Like if you did something like to get away a little bit, then you could take an aim on a further turn. But if you're still standing toe to toe with this thing, I don't think that you can get an aim.
Okay, well then you know what. Sarn's going to run back a couple of steps and then actually shoot at one of the Wookiee guards.
Okay, I've removed them from combat because they've regrouped behind the Savrips.
Okay, all right.
So that's sort of what I was thinking. But if you want to run back and then strain yourself and take an aim at this Savrip, I'll let you do that.
My strain? Oh, yeah, I'll do that.
But you have to make it real cool.
Sarn rolls backwards, ends up on one knee to take aim. Sorry, okay. Hold on. To take aim.
Oh, that's right. You have a gun.
And it has a scope on it.
It does. So that's like
a very
five boosts.
No, you still have a setback. Oh no.
Nope, we cleared that up.
Okay. You do have a critical, but I don't think that's going to affect this.
No, it was just a one-time critical, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. But I got to get that healed, I guess. Mm-hmm. All right. So, blaster rifle. All right. I think it's just two difficulty.
Yes.
Yeah! Finally got a success.
Alright. So let's see. Alright. Oh, I guess I'm counting down on these guys.
That could be really confusing.
Yeah. All right, and then... Okay.
For my one advantage, can I add a boost to Boben's next attack?
How?
Like, I was able to hit it, and it kind of, like, it's... The Savage stumbled back a little bit, so it was kind of off guard.
Okay. So the one you just shot, yes, there's something that you can do for that.
Okay.
And by you, I mean
Bobenz. But I'm just going to say I shot the... And Bobenz would be able to see the fact that I shot... Which one I shot. So it's the top one is the one I was aiming at.
Okay. I guess the... It's a... What are we calling it? NPC turn?
NPC.
Yeah, NPC turn. Okay, it's going to reach for Bobenz here.
Do we know which one it is?
Yeah, it's going to be the one that you didn't hit. So I put the damage on this one here.
Mm-hmm.
And then this other one is going to be the one that attacks Bobenz. Ah! Ah! it's going to be a brawl, and they'll be engaged. Although I was reading a little bit more of it today. Once you're engaged, makes things a little bit more complicated.
Do you have to try to, like, disengage to get
You'd
away?
You have to, right.
Sorry, I've been playing Baldur's Gate 3 and that.
Oh, you did buy it?
I did buy it, yeah. I'm very upset with it right now, though.
Why?
It throws you into a combat scenario so fast. And there's, like, really no way to get around certain ones. And there's only... If you're lucky enough to have two people in it, it still seems like it's really hard to get by.
Okay.
And then you lose, then you have to go back to something else, and it's a whole thing.
Yeah, I want to play that game.
It's good. It gets frustrating with the rolls.
But wait a second.
So does this one.
So this is... So it's... 3 damage. And...
Pre-soak?
No, that is before the soak. Then after the soak, it's... Well, I was just looking at Bowman's. You have 2 soaks, so this does 1 damage to you, and you are now engaged with this Sabrup on the right.
Well, I don't does nothing.
I don't know why.
So, how would I like just out of curiosity disengage? Oh, would yeah, I like would be
find that quickly?
Because I'm ready to tough.
I think it's like a combat strength check or a strength check or something.
Combat
engaged.
Skill. So it might be like your athletics against their dexterity or discipline in this one, but that's my guess.
It doesn't really say how to get making ranged attacks while engaged. Okay, that's
something I could have used.
Well, yeah, it just adds difficulty.
Well, in the meantime, I'm definitely going to kick this Savrip's ass. Can I just directly start brawling with it? Like, you know, I'm assuming grabbing, like, it's jumped at me, it's grabbed me, and Bobenz is returning the favor, trying to throw in some punches. It's a brawl. She has a weapon, but she's not using it.
Okay. Yeah, that's exactly what the Sabrup did.
No, I've got much better brawl than okay. I do gotcha. Melee. So gotcha. I'm dropping my knife and going straight for the hands. Okay. So I just roll brawl.
Oh, don't say you're dropping the knife.
Okay. I quickly put the knife away. I quickly put the knife in a safe place that is unseen, and I start grappling and kind of throwing punches towards the Lestat or the Savrip. Okay. So is it just a normal proficiency difficulty? Everything's 2.
Right.
Okay. Gotcha.
Oh no.
I did terribly.
You failed.
You do have an advantage if you like.
I would say that the my advantage is that this the Savrip is like 100% like not interested in fighting anyone else anymore, and is less aware of what Mac and Sarn are doing.
So it's completely concentrated on you.
Yeah, like it's gotten personal.
Okay.
So you guys tough one?
Would that add a boost to us?
Yeah, it would. However, you're also going to have a increased difficulty.
Because she's in the way?
Yeah.
Gotcha. I'm very, very interested to see what Mac decides to do.
Is he... Are they, is Bobenz and her, are they like wrestling on the ground? If I take aim, can I shoot, the guy in the pack?
Which one? The other one? The one who's not rolling around?
No, the one who's wrestling, Bobenz.
You can take aim, which will give you a boost. But you will have... It will be increased difficulty. So you're at medium. And so it would be 3 difficulty instead of 2.
I can dig it.
Okay. And if you fail, you shoot Bowman's.
But you said I got a boost?
Yeah, difficulty.
But I get one boost, though, right?
Well, boost is yeah, better you get a... than one difficulty.
That I don't think I don't know exactly the equivalency on that, but yes, it would be three purple. You get one blue.
All right, let's roll the dice.
Wait, in addition, uh-oh. if the attacker's check succeed, but he generates at least one failure, that failure is automatically spent to make the attacker hit one of the individuals engaged with the target.
Oof!
Instead of the target,
that changed. That
oh, shit! Okay. I actually hit roll.
Well, okay.
Well,
so you only got one failure. So
you got one failure. I'm gonna say that one failure. It does not. It hits you. So you hit Bobbins, but it doesn't. It doesn't trip like over her soak. So she's hit as you're shooting, but she doesn't take any damage. You rolled range light. And what gun are you shooting?
Range light.
I know that, but the gun. Is it a pistol? Is it a rifle? Is it...
Pistol. Pistol.
Okay. The pistol. So it's 6 plus 2.
Carry the one.
Okay. You do hit the Saverick, but it takes some damage.
Bobbins! Look out!
After the shot was fired...
you gotta aim it better for me. Pull it. Put him in the right position. I'm trying to blast here. Did I penetrate your rump?
I'm not writing that down.
What? That's not the episode title.
There you go. I'm writing it down. Did I penetrate
your rump? Did I penetrate your rump?
But the threat is you this Saverick's agitated from that shot. We go back, I guess. All right, so the one that Sarn is did not, or the one that Sarn shot at and it took damage. It takes two maneuvers towards Sarn. To become.
Wait, hold on. It should be a PC turn.
Yeah, it was Mac.
No, I went first, then both Bens went.
And then Mac went.
Yeah, so now you go to the top, it's a PC.
Yeah, but Paul did.
So I shot. Oh,
yeah, no. I follow. I guess I don't remember the. The other,
I don't remember the other one going either.
Yeah. So,
yeah, we really.
Yeah, I don't know.
Really fucked that up.
He must have though.
I don't think he did, because it was ice shot. NPC went after Bo Benz. Bo Benz retaliated, but then Mac went. So we missed the second NPC.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, I think we did. Okay. So I'm going. So then I'm going to let that NPC go before we go to the top.
Okay. All right.
And it. So the Saverick comes up and moves a couple of steps to become engaged with Sarn, and uses its spiked mace.
Oh my god, that sounds terrifying.
Yeah, it's got spikes. Okay. So it's gonna be 13 damage.
Holy sweet Jesus!
Don't forget your soak.
Get this!
Because you have kind of a high soak, don't you?
That still puts me over my wound threshold.
Not good.
No, so now I'm at 13 out of 12.
Okay. If you'd like to, so he moves.
Hold on. We got to roll for light side points.
Yeah, we should probably do that. All right, let me reset that then.
Ah, that didn't help.
Oh, wait. Uh-oh. Oh, wait, that's light side.
No, that's good. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
All right, so you guys had a pretty good roll on that.
I've got to dodge, though.
Dodge!
Okay. So now that we've done that, he hits you. He becomes engaged with you. Hits you with the, what was it? The spiked mace.
Spiked mace.
And knocked you to the ground, doing quite a bit of damage. Do you want to? What were you thinking? Because obviously you're thinking about using the light side points. But what are you thinking for that?
So I've got dodge. When targeted by a combat check, may perform a dodge incidental to suffer a number of strain no greater than ranks of dodge. Then upgrade the difficulty of the check by that number.
Okay. That sounds like we have to do that before I roll.
Right.
But I can go ahead and roll, so increase the
increase the difficulty the by difficulty? One, and I'll take the strain.
One strain?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to roll a difficulty die and cancel some of these out.
Okay.
It's one failure, so that takes away one success. So let's put you... All right. So that would be 12... 8, that would put you 12 at 12. I'm going to put you at 12 at 12, but you're not unconscious. He does have a triumph on here, which is just going to put you on the ground and at a disadvantage. So it will be a black check to your next roll.
Okay.
But he's standing over you, just roaring. He got a really good shot on you with this spiked mace. And that brings us to the top. Where is a PC slot? So it can be Sarn again, but it doesn't have to be.
Oh, Benz, you want to go?
I'm engaged with this other Savrip, so I guess, yeah, I'm going to... I guess I'm going to try and keep beating him up. I'm going to do another brawl.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you want me helping you again?
Yeah, don't shoot me in the ass. Now, I don't know... Okay, so...
Don't penetrate your ass.
Leave my rump unpenetrated. For like, can I push myself in any way to like take strain? Okay, can I do that
so
as well?
So if you take strain, then you'll get a boost die. I guess just narratively, you're just pulling deep from your adrenaline.
Yeah, I think maybe seeing Sarn go down like that kind of gave her a little extra boost of like, holy shit, this is real.
This is real. Oh, wow. All right. I gotta pee.
All right, we'll let you know how it goes.
You can finish that out. Just don't let the Severance kill me, please.
It's too late.
Okay,
or knock me unconscious.
So, two proficiency, two difficulty, one boost. One boost. How do I go down a boost? Oh, no. How do I get rid of downgrade?
Right click to go down.
Okay, there we go. All right. So, yeah. Ah!
You failed? Oh, man. You're reaping the
I'm reaping the poor benefit.
regressing to the mean after doing such good rolling last week.
Yeah, I don't think it works. I think he is still managing to get the best of me. And, like, yeah, I'm struggling here. I'm doing one of those, you know, where you're, like, barely keeping up.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wait, whose turn is it?
It's a PC's turn. Or an NPC.
NPC. So, all right. I'm going to do a brawl. So what's going to happen, I guess I should wait for Sarn, because this affects Sarn.
Well, Benz, you failed again.
Fucking shit tonight. I'm doing so poorly. I think the last time I got so many successes.
How the turn tables.
They have turned.
All right. I'm going to... So the Savrip that is right on top of you, Sarn, is going to attempt to pick you up and throw you. It has boost because you were knocked down.
Okay.
Which was courtesy of a triumph on the last roll.
Fair.
It triumphs again. It picks you up and throws you clear towards Mac. It doesn't hit you don't hit Mac, but you do hit the wall. And well, actually, this is not a wall, so it picks you up.
I feel like I just duck. It just goes right above me.
And you slide.
Slow motion, just Sarn, just like flipping in the air right over you.
And while you're flipping, you look down and frown because you see Mac just ducking.
Oh, fuck.
And you slide into these tables up here, and you're down. You're still not unconscious, but you're gonna be. It's gonna be a tough time on your next turn.
Mac.
All right. Can I rush over and tackle the guy that's wrestling Bobenz?
Like, if
is he on top of her? It sounds like he's on top of her. So I'm gonna like try to tackle him and pull him off of her, because obviously me shooting is not a great idea.
There is another Savrip in your way, though.
Oh my god! I'm gonna tackle him first.
Okay, so you're gonna
tackle him.
You're gonna run and become engaged with him.
Yeah.
Okay. So you take your two maneuvers and run up right next to him, and then you would do a brawl check.
All right. Anything of special? Or just go.
Yeah, just go.
All right. Oof.
Oh.
It's like
this looks like
I just ran into a brick wall. I just ran into a brick wall. It's like thick.
I guess, thankfully, it's not that the Savrip that you just ran into, it's not his turn.
That's your advantage.
That is, yeah. So... I guess then, yeah. Then the Savrip, I'm going to do another brawl check with Bobenz. Check succeeded. That would be 4 damage. You have a soak of 2, so it would be 2 additional wounds on you, Bobenz.
Am I okay?
Oh, there's the soap.
There you go.
How did I survive that? How did I do with that tackle?
Not good.
Not good.
It is a PC slot. Sarn, you have the last PC slot, so... You are going to have
two.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I didn't throw you back. Yeah. You're going to have 2 setbacks for anything you want to do here. Okay. No, let's just go 1 setback.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to targeted aim. Or precise aim, I apologize.
What does that mean?
Once per round, may perform a precise aim maneuver. Suffer a number of strain no greater than ranks in precise aim. Then reduce target's melee and ranged defense by that number.
Okay, they don't have ranged defense, so...
So I'll take the melee down then.
Can you... I'm confused. I didn't... let me pull up your...
Oh, shit.
Precise aim. Once per round may perform. Suffer a number of strain. Then reduce targets, melee and range. No, it's melee defense.
Yeah, melee and range defense.
Right.
So okay.
But they don't have any melee and range defense.
Okay. Well, I was just hoping that it would knock down something for like
no, that
is going to be.
That's more for like if they're hiding behind like something that's giving them increased defense. Since you have precise aim, you can like say shoot in between the boards that they're hiding behind.
Oh, okay. All right, then I'm going to do targeted blow.
And let's see.
Which is after making a successful attack, may spend one destiny point to add damage equal to agility to one hit.
Okay. Alright, but if you succeed, you're going to have done something with agility.
Okay. Alright, well, I just kind of
just
wanna,
just narratively, like...
I kind of want to, yeah. Jump up or as fast as I can get up.
Yeah.
And use the table that's right by me to kind of, aim with that.
Okay. So it's going to be an aim and targeted blow, right?
Yes.
I already forgot what targeted blow was.
If I succeed on it, then it's additional damage.
Okay. And so spending a destiny point.
And spending a destiny point. So I'll add one boost for the aim, one setback for me being terrible right now.
Yeah.
Come on, baby. All right.
Yeah. Woo!
Which one were you shooting at? I guess the one by Mac, right?
Yeah. Must be. The one that threw me, yeah.
Although I guess he would have been engaged with... I'm not gonna enforce that. Alright.
Because it was targeted.
It was... Yes. So...
So that's 16 damage. I flipped the light side.
Okay. Because you have 4 agility?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so 16 damage. All right, you fire from over there, hitting the Savrip, and the Savrip is very damaged.
Murdered.
It bends over. Mac, you are laying on the ground watching the Savrip. You just saw it got shot by Sarn, and it gets shot right over your head as you're like laying there because you bounce right off of it like a brick wall, and it keels over and falls on top of you.
Oh no, Sarn, you bastard!
You're welcome.
Ah.
Look at that bikini it's wearing.
Yes. Okay. So, yeah, it falls over on top of you. And now we're back up to the top. It's a PC slot.
Oh, so I can do another one.
Yes.
Do you want me to, guys?
Well, how's Boban's doing? What's the situation on that front?
We've been grappling. If we want, can I... I'm going to try actually use my sword now because I clearly cannot outstrength this thing. So, okay. I'm going to...
It would be your turn. Yes.
Would it be my turn?
Yeah, that
yeah,
obviously
you
would be
take
taking
the
your
PC.
Turn.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take that. I'm going to grab the Vibro sword that I discreetly put away and just... Is it Is it a long sword or is it a shorter sort of thing?
What? Yeah, I don't know. What is a vibrosword?
Here, let me pop it up. Oh, wait, no, that's just... Is there a way to see the items you have?
There is, but it doesn't have a picture.
And I think if you want to draw a weapon, that's one of your...
That's a maneuver.
That's a maneuver, yeah.
So I'm going to draw it and then stab it. Can I do that?
Draw it that... and stab it.
Draw it and stab it.
Draw stab it. And stab.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good size.
Okay. All right, so she's going to draw and just try to get it in the side. Two ability, two difficulty, right?
Yep.
Making sure nothing. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Check. Succeeded. Oh, pierce two. Oh, what is vicious? No, I just looked this up too last week. This will be... This is if you hit the critical, which I don't think you did.
No, I don't believe it.
I think you have to hit the like number of advantages to the number of critical that it is to engage the... Well, anyway. So you do two... So, you do some damage to the sapper. You get it pretty good. You got yourself back up, standing up. You stabbed it like somewhere in its meaty body, and
stabbed it in its side, and then really cool, like didn't struggle to stand up afterwards. I bet I just bounced right back up.
All
right,
and you have given yourself a little space, so. You can remain engaged if you'd like to, but you also can go somewhere else.
Well, that's the end of my turn, right? Because I
that is the step. End of your turn. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm up.
You're up and aware.
I'm up and aware.
Up and aware. Okay, so the Savrip is going to pull from its pouch its weapon. You seem to have reminded
me. Oh my god, they have weapons?
Yes.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
You should know this because it hit you. It's a spiked mace.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was a spray.
Check succeeded. This is on Bobens. That's 13 bits of damage.
Oh.
Those spike maces aren't anything to fuck with.
No.
Yeah. If I don't die, I want one. I was just about to say, if I don't die, I want one.
We gotta loot that body.
Alright, I'm gonna give you the same treatment that happened to Sarn. You're at the wound threshold.
So I'm at 13.
Yes, and you've been knocked clear across the wall here, just from that spike mace. And that will be the end of that turn. Do you have another PC turn?
Mac, you want to try?
What are we looking at? Like, what's the situation? Who's dead? Who's not?
So the Savrip just hit Bobbins across the room. She hit the wall. She's not looking so good. There's a Savrip on top of you that had just fallen on top of you, haven't been shot by.
Is it dead, the one that's on top of me?
Yes.
Okay.
I was trying to think if you needed to check, but I don't really want to roll a perception check right now. It turns out it is dead.
Can I pull my gun out and blast the other one?
Like, from a blast the dead one?
Well, yeah, that's why I wanted to make sure he was not dead. I mean,
I didn't want you to waste.
Pretty good choice there, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm going to pull my gun out, like, and start, like, blasting, even though this thing's laying on top of me.
Okay.
You know, I'm struggling to get it out. Let me just say I'm struggling to get it out because it's underneath there. But
right.
Not for a disadvantage or nothing like that. Just, you know, for a dramatic effect.
Okay. So you would still be... So it's on top of you, but you'd have to shoot over the shoulder of its shoulder to shoot at the other one. Yeah, go ahead. I'm not going to give you a setback or anything for that.
Roll.
All right. So what? I have to look at the damage down here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have used the blaster pistol and the weapons. I didn't think.
Yeah,
about
that's
it.
Fine. I kept forgetting to last week.
I'll do it next time.
You better.
Shut up.
If there is a next time.
Things are looking rough, guys.
Yeah, and we still have to face four other Wookiees.
You do damage to the Savrip, but it is not dead.
All right.
And now it's free and moving.
And it's pissed.
It's Darn's turn.
No, because it's not two PCs in a row.
Darn's turn. The one died. The one hit.
Okay, you're right. You're right. So it's Sarn.
Darn's gonna light up and fire, baby.
All right, but I think you should hold on. Let me look at your character sheet. Take a strain. Just because you're hurt. I guess probably I should have had you roll a critical instead and just did with that, but it's too late.
Aimed. I'm not doing it targeted.
Okay.
No setback this time.
Right.
Move.
Yeah.
All right, so 11. All right, you do more damage. It roars and it's standing up, looking like it's, you know, finally deteriorating, but it still looks dangerous.
It's ornery.
I want to taunt it.
Taunt it?
I want to use my advantage to taunt it.
Okay. How are you taunting it?
Fuck you, buddy!
Make fun of his mother, Sarn!
Come get me! Your bikini looks stupid!
Tell him he'll never be as good as his father!
I'm not gonna go that far.
I'm just laying under here.
I don't know this father.
I'm just laying underneath this thing shouting at you. I'm trying to encourage you, man. Just shout.
After you also shot it?
Yeah.
And Mac's not even taking the encouragement. Or, I mean, Sarn's not even taking the encouragement. He's like, whoa, that's even a step too far for me.
Come
I
on,
guess. Not sure. Follows exactly.
Everybody's got their limits.
That brings us to Bobens. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It doesn't. It just brings us to a PC. All right, back to the top of the order.
I'll use another one to shoot. Unless anyone's got any ideas.
No. Bobens is just still laying in the corner.
Still kind of slumped.
I'm under a sack full of Savrick, you know.
You're definitely under a sack right now.
No.
Ooh, one strain. One strain for making us uncomfortable. All right, Sarn's going to line up another shot.
Okay.
Obviously aiming.
Okay.
I am a little bit farther away. Should I have taken an extra difficulty that last one?
What, to three?
I mean,
just two.
Oh no!
You missed.
Yeah, but I got three advantages.
Okay. What do you think?
I'm going to use one to say that, like, it's not going to cause any damage because it's soaked, but it hits the arm that they're holding the spike mace in, and it drops it.
Okay. Okay. So...
it's just like a glance over it, and it's just so shocked that it drops
the mace. Yeah. So, yeah, in a combination... because it wasn't really dodging, but I think you glanced off the top, like a... I don't know, what do you call
glancing
that?
Glancing blow.
Like, yeah, glancing blow. And it drops the mace. And it's moving towards... so on its turn, it moves towards Mac. It uses one maneuver to throw the dead Savrip off of Mac, and then goes to make a brawl against him. Mac, of course, is most... yeah, he does not take it. Okay.
He's probably gonna make the most soak out of all of us too.
Alright. It's five successes. Oh, you know what? It's five successes plus it's supposed to be five plus its brawn, I think. That is not how I've been playing it.
That also does not sound good.
Yeah. I have to double check that. So, anyway, yeah, because it would have to be, because with a weapon, it's whatever the successes are plus the quality of the weapon. So it's five successes plus the brawn, so that's 10 damage to Mac.
Bitch.
But you have a soak.
Terrifying.
Yeah, you have a soak of three, so you're now at a total of 11 wounds.
How many does he have?
He altogether his threshold is 17, so he's still in okay shape.
You have 17?
What do you have, Sarn? You have 12? How does Mac have 17?
I'm just really cool.
I guess so.
I'm just that great, you know?
Unless somebody went in there and fucked with it. All right. So
how would I? Mac, I don't even know how. I don't even know how to use it from my end.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't even know how to use the right gun setup.
Yeah.
I gotta look at mine because that seems off.
We have a PC then.
All right. Can I? He's on top of me. Can I blast him?
No. The Savrip just came over and threw it off of you and then attacked you.
I know. So can I blast him?
Oh, yeah. You can blast him.
All right, I'm going to blast him. But he's, like, point blank. I can't miss, right?
You're engaged, so it's still two difficulty because he's brawling you. But okay. Yeah.
All right, cool.
All right.
And I start blasting him. He's on top of me. I'm like, ah! And I start bang, 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 you know. Bang, and I imagine bang. I missed a couple shots and, like, you know, but I got him. Like, how do I miss?
There's
a fucking barn here.
Yeah. He does take damage. But he's still alive. He just ate a bunch of your blaster.
Oh, God.
Not literally, figuratively.
Oh, okay. So he's still got the diplomat's pistol?
Yes. That brings us to another PC slot.
Oh, I think that's
Bo
me.
Ben's is the only one that hasn't gone.
Yeah, this is me.
Throw your knife at him.
I'm struggling to get to my feet, but Bo Benz is struggling to get to her feet. But I think she sees the two of them brawling and kind of just runs and tries to stab the Savrip wherever. Back, side, wherever she can
You're
reach.
You're going to hit me, I know it.
With your knife?
With my vibro sword.
Okay. Yes. Great. Love it. You'll get a boost because the Savrip is distracted.
Okay, do I also get a setback, though, because I'm, like, messed up?
Or... not if you take a strain.
Okay, I'll do that. So I can still roll and add my strain, or do I need to start over?
That's not good.
I missed.
You missed your stab.
I imagine she just goes right over him, like lunges to like stab him, and just like completely whiffs it.
Okay.
Just like misses entirely.
All right.
Oh, wait. Let me increase my.
I did. Yeah. You were at one. Okay, I put you to two.
Okay.
So you should be good. Although I don't know what you strained on before.
Oh, I tried to push myself because I saw Andy get hit. Turns out that was just the beginning. Right. Or sorry, Sarn got hit. It turns out that was a bad choice.
You're checking your wound threshold? Sorry?
Me?
Yeah.
No, me? I'm checking my soak.
Your soak is right. Because I double-checked your soak lately.
I don't think it is, because I've got it written down as 6.
Yeah, because you doubled... Because you used padded armor and heavy clothing at the same time, which is not allowed. I looked into that.
Okay, but... I should still get +1 then, because my original one is 4.
I'll be right back.
Not that, like, I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, like, we got to go back and fix damage. But I should get 1 for...
I checked it before the soak, and it's I thought it was right. So
I erased 4 to get to 6, which if I had added...
Yeah, you just don't. You don't get. So if it was 4 originally, maybe you went up to 5 or something. But I don't know. I'll have to look. Can we look at that later?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I was just trying to figure out while it's on my turn.
Okay. It's just that you can't keep adding clothing for additional soak, which is one thing you were doing.
Oh, okay.
Can you imagine like walking around like the Michelin Man?
No, like George Costanza on that one episode.
Oh, with the bumpy jacket.
Yeah.
So it can be your turn, Sarn, or any other PC, I guess.
Somebody kill this thing.
I'm gonna take it to aim and shoot.
Okay.
I'm gonna target aim and shoot too.
All right. If you do fail, you will hit and kill potentially. Well, if you hit Bobbins, then she will be at least unconscious. Max still has some breathing room, I guess.
What?
Let's just hope that Sarn doesn't miss.
Oh, no, because I have to use something with agility, and I'm not going to... I'm not going to do that, because I just want to sit back here and aim and shoot.
Oh, thank God.
Well, hold on. We don't know how much health there is here. He can still be... Sovereign could still be going.
He's been blasted. He's been stabbed. He's been shot at least twice.
He dropped his weapon.
It is... So you shoot at it. It does more damage. I don't know how you killed that other one so fast. And... it is staggered. It is not dead, but
holy crap!
It's not far. So I believe then, because I didn't get a turn, or the NPCs didn't get a turn this time, right?
It did.
Was that where it hit Mac?
Yeah.
Okay. So then. Okay. Then it would be another PC slot. Which I guess is Mac. Mac is the only one that didn't go this turn.
Oh, so is he right in front of me? Is he staggered?
Yeah, and he's staggered right in front of you.
Oh, I'm going to nut punch him.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, not the crossover.
Is the crossover episode?
All right, so yours. I don't remember. Are you still on the floor?
Where's my talking in real life here?
Uh-huh.
Yes, there are crossovers. The ship in the last game was called the Kahuna Wave.
I know.
It's a joke. It's from the, what's it called? BoJack Horseman. That's a crossover episode.
Oh, okay. My apologies, then. I withdraw all my statements.
I withdraw my out of character. Okay. So, Mac, are you still on the ground? You must be on the ground, right? Because you got brawled.
Yeah, I got brawled and I blasted last time. But I'm like, I imagine I'm sitting there with like my legs sprawled out like a kid. And like, I've got my gun and like this guy is standing in front of me and I just.
And he's staggered. Okay, so.
You know, he's staggered. So that's got to count for something.
Yeah, okay. I'll give you a boost for him being staggered.
So is that a brawl?
It will be a brawl. It's still going to be medium difficulty because you're in the engaged range.
Need boost. Two difficulty?
Yes.
All right. Well, here we go. Oh. Does this thing not have testicles? Sarn!
Don't look at me!
Is it a... What is this thing?
It's a... Well, hold on. I mean, it's xenology, right?
Yeah.
That's actually something I have boost on.
I got no fucking clue!
Alright, and that brings it back to the top for a PC.
Oh, okay. Oops.
Yeah, it just completely no-sells your nut punch.
Yeah, this game doesn't tolerate that kind of nonsense.
That is his purse!
It turns out.
You want me to take the PC and shoot again?
I'd like you to do anything right now because this thing's looking at me like I just punched it in the balls and it's not going down.
Dead? No, I can't even say anything because I didn't pass my xenology check. All right, well, I'm just going to aim and shoot at it again.
Okay.
I can't believe I failed.
All right, this thing should fucking die.
All right, so you shoot it. You have no failures, so you missed. You missed a Mac.
Thank God.
Where do you shoot it?
In its balls? Or where its balls should be as a humanoid creature, even though it's not a humanoid creature.
And you shoot it, yeah, you shoot it in that area, and it explodes with blood. Just
holy shit!
And it falls on Mac, and Mac is covered in blood.
What color is the blood?
The blood is...
Oh, no.
Wait, why is it not rolling? Come on, roll.
It rolled. It said privately.
Oh, I might need to restart here. I'll come right back.
All right. Well, then drink time.
Wait. No, not yet. All right, so it is, yeah, it falls dead. Turns out it is, where's my roll? It is red blood.
Oh, gross.
I'm glad I rolled for that. And and Mac is just covered in the blood.
My Vuster!
Your Vuster's soaked, bud.
No! I didn't deserve this.
Is it dry clean only?
No, it's made out of pure frock. They don't dry clean those.
Crossover.
Well,
crossover.
Got some bad news.
All right, that
my coat's
is...
gone red.
We can.
Oh no, not a red frock Vuster.
Oh no.
I'm just gonna take that picture of me and just like dye, like just to fill in the collar with red.
All right, we can do our drink break now. All
right. Ow. Gotta write that down on the list.
What?
Oh no, not
not a what?
Not a red frock Vuster. For episode title.
Oh, okay.
Or Mac is covered in red blood.
I'm glad I rolled for that.
Mr. Stab.
Did I penetrate your rump?
I haven't got that one.
Or a sack full of Savrip. That was pretty good. That's clever.
That was pretty good. Turns out that maybe they don't have sacks. Sack full of Savrip, but you can't have Savrip with a sack.
A sackless Savrip.
Sackless Savrip. He's gone.
Well, Brandon left forever. He did, you know, leave the house. No, I'm just kidding.
He did.
Is he going after that rabbit again?
Did you hear about the possum?
No.
Okay, so Brandon and I were taking out the trash one day, and to do that, we got to go out our back door, you know, and take the garbage cans to the front of the house. And as we were doing that, by our front door, we saw it, like, sitting under our bush, was a giant possum. The thing was massive. And then it saw us and ran away.
Yeah, but that's good luck.
I don't have anything against possums. They're good for the environment, but they are ugly.
They're very ugly, but they also don't carry rabies.
Which is very important.
It is.
Especially if you're, if you're a mammal.
Or any living creature. I don't know if rabies can affect isopods or not.
I don't know.
I haven't really heard anything about an oyster with rabies before.
Okay. So, you... All right, so what happens now? You've just killed these Savrips. You're covered in blood. I guess Bobens and Sarn, you guys are you know, rough for wear, but you're alive, and you did, you know, contribute to this victory, of course.
And we're awake.
You're awake.
We're awake.
Can I shoot at Rial?
All right. No, let's not.
Okay.
Fair enough. not just yet. Okay. Before we move into the next phase. So I guess I'll just fill in narratively then. The Mac, you are.
Real. We killed your creatures. Surrender.
You say that, and she steps forward, towards you. And she looks over at her guardsmen, who are Wookiees, and her guardswomen, and they are Wookiees. And at that moment, Max stands up. He's covered in blood. He doesn't really know what he looks like. He thinks he looks cool, but he really looks terrifying, which are very distinct things, although I guess they're both positive for him. And the Wookiees look at him, and they look at the dead Savrips, and then they kind of look at each other. At this moment, there's a bunch of patrons that were still there, who are all affiliated with the Redarian gang, but they weren't moving at all. They were all kind of hiding because they did not want to catch the attention of the Savrip. And at this moment, they are panicked. They are completely panicked, and they see their window to start running out. So they all start filing immediately towards the exit, which is this little bottleneck down where you guys came in. And they all start just running that way, and it's complete chaos. The guards look at this. They start moving towards you, and they start getting swept up in the chaos and seeing Mac just covered in blood. And they throw down their arms, and they head out as well for the exit. All the entire time, Rial is yelling at them, you know, get back to your post, get back to your post. We're not finished here. And they ignore her and just head for the exit.
Rial, you are finished here.
And she walks... She takes a few steps towards you and says, what? And I'm sorry, hold on. She's walking towards you, and she's, makes a motion with her blaster towards you and said, now's your last chance to surrender.
Now's your last chance to surrender. And I'm like all wet with blood, like sopping wet.
Rubbing just
like,
it on your eyes.
Like,
okay.
Listen, I think Bo Ben's more to them than to actually like Ryle's. Just like, I don't know, guys. I'm not feeling super great.
I just wanted to write a ticket.
She's kind of got like her hands on her knees, and she's just like, I don't know. I'm not saying surrender, but I'm pretty messed up, you guys.
And we're not surrendering.
All right.
Sarn, what are you doing in the back?
Oh, I'm definitely lining up a shot towards Rial.
Are you walking towards? I'm gonna say you're probably more effective in intimidating her. Probably the closer you are, rather than hiding in the back.
Right. So, like, I kind of I would like to say I like stealthily sneak up to the next table. I know you told us not to use this.
No, I just mean don't like run around when we're all like doing something else. Right. So, right.
But like, I kind of want to like stealthily sneak up to the next table to get a closer shot if need be, and like aim down the blaster rifle towards her.
Okay. So you're not trying to intimidate her?
No.
Okay.
No, it's just kind of like a backup at this point if she decides to try anything.
Okay. She takes one or two steps closer towards you, sort of ratcheting up, and you know she has a blaster. It's not a rifle. It's let's see, what does she have? She does not have a blaster. She walks. You know, it's kind of slow. It's kind of a detente here, and she's told you to surrender. Bo Benz is just beat. She's kind of out of breath. And Max says, we're not surrendering. And she takes one more step forward. She pulls out from her belt. There's a hilt there. And she pulls out a vibro rapier. Let's see if I can find a picture of it. There's not really. But I guess we all know what a rapier is. Right,
we all know you rapist.
Pirate sword.
It's a pirate. Well, I always think of it like an Irish sword from whatever that song is. Oh, Whiskey in the Jar. And she pulls this out and she starts walking towards. Bo Benz.
Oh, Jesus Christ! And Bo Benz pulls out her space. Jesus Christ pulls out her. Her own vibro sword, which I imagine is like a slightly bigger sword, right? It's not a rapier. It's a little bit thicker.
Yeah.
All right. Guys, I don't know what I'm doing.
I yell up and say, hey, don't take another step.
Okay. Can you roll an intimidation then?
Is it coercion?
No, I'm pretty sure there's just a straight up intimidation, isn't there? Or is that, am I thinking of D&D?
I think you're thinking of D&D. I think it's coercion.
That works.
I mean, is there something else I can roll? Because I'm not good
at it. I mean, take a look at your.
It could work.
It could work.
It could work, yeah.
Yeah, I don't really see anything else because it's not quite. I wouldn't say it's leadership. That might be the next best thing.
Not really leadership,
right?
No, the only thing I can think of is coercion.
Yeah.
Oh, this might not be good for you, Bob Enns. It's not good for you in any way, shape, or form.
Okay. All right. So she's not intimidated by you, and she takes, you know, one more step closer. Just saying you'll never beat the Redarian gang. I don't know who you think you are, but you will lose this.
He's got nothing to do with this.
Redarian chain.
Did I say Redarian gang? Yeah, Redarian chain. I think sometimes we call it the Redarian chain gang. But you cannot defeat the Redarian chain. Yeah, you've gotten some wins here. It's been quite impressive, actually. But you will never defeat us. You will never.
I fire. I shoot.
I was gonna, I was going to take my sword out and try to slice her one. So do you,
I'll go blast. So all of us should just start shooting this person. Just shoot her dead. There's three against one. Let's do it.
All right.
But I'm also going to target and blow it.
Wait, no. I think if we're going to do this, then we're going to have to roll for initiative. Cause
okay.
We're all combating.
Yeah.
We're all going to do something against this.
All right.
Cool, because we all see it coming.
I should hope so.
All right, I rolled a 3. Not that that matters, but...
Cool, right? Yeah.
Okay.
Who's the last one? It's kind of rough.
Somebody. Mac. It must be Mac.
I'm sorry, what?
Do you want to roll initiative? So if you go to the combat tab.
You turned on the music and it blasted in my ears. I couldn't hear a thing.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's all right. I just had to turn it down so I didn't hear what was going on.
Okay.
Why isn't that rolling?
We're rolling initiative because we're going to fuck her up.
We're going to fuck her up so bad.
It's not letting me roll.
Okay, I can roll for it.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Then we can.
She's not going to survive this.
All right.
She might.
No.
Okay. She's basically on top of Bobbin. She's got her rapier pointed at her neck. So
Bobbin's duck. Can I do that? Is that counted as a maneuver or?
Well, she would have an. I don't think really you're supposed to do this. But yeah, if you want to do that, she can do her maneuver. And then you can take her second maneuver, I guess.
Okay. If that's all right.
That's fine. I'll duck.
All right.
Ooh. Don't worry.
All right. Then. As soon as Bowman's ducks, I'm going to do the targeted shot. Or targeted blow, I apologize.
Wait, hold on. That doesn't take an extra strain? Or nothing?
No.
Okay.
It's just, I got to flip a light side point.
Okay.
Pew! Okay. Oh, and it's a critical.
Because there are three advantages?
And three critical, yeah.
I don't know what that means when it says three critical. I think that means you need three advantages to activate the critical.
Which I did.
Okay. All right.
Well, then add 4 onto that, so 17 damage.
Okay. All right. She's blasted away. She falls to the ground and she throws up her hands and says, "I surrender."
She surrenders.
I surrender.
I thought you'd say she's dead.
Yes. But I think, like, does anyone have cuffs?
Do I? I don't know.
For some reason, I thought somebody did.
I know we use a lot of them.
Yeah, Mac does.
They're like
Mac's got, Mac. Okay.
They're called binders.
Binders, yeah.
All right, tougher. And
right.
I take one of the rapiers too.
The what?
The rapiers.
Oh. The vibro rapier.
All right. Okay. So you slap binders on her. She surrenders. and she kind of snarls at you. She says, just don't kill me. You'll lose more information than you could ever hope to discover on your own.
Let's drag her back to the wave.
You think we should kill her?
I mean, yes, always. But I think she's got some information.
No, I don't think so. I think we should just put her out of her misery.
No, I think RX would have a field day with this. Oh, yeah, then I loot every single body there.
Loot them bodies. And I'm just over the classroom. Yeah, loot them bodies, Sarn.
Loot those dead Sabrent bodies.
Bobek, watch a man in his arts.
Including the Michael.
Okay. Let's see.
Come on, Stimpak.
Let me...
You should just start hiding things in people's bodies, Tiger. Just
you know that's what I'm gonna do.
You know, like any major tidbit of information that we probably need. You know, just
my rolls don't show up on here.
No, you privately rolled it.
Yes, but I should still be able to see it. It should be private to me.
Right.
Yeah.
It's very private.
Well, there's another show title. Shouldn't be private to me.
All right.
I'm so glad you added that, though.
The what?
Loot those bodies.
All right. So you find you do look through. You don't find any stim packs, but you find basically what amounts to Bactine.
Okay.
Which will heal some less than a Stimpak. So,
but we have a Bactine tank on the way.
Bacta tank.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I meant Bactine, like that thing that your mom sprayed into your cuts that really burned.
That's what you found. Did you find it next to your Vaseline?
All right. I sprayed on one of my many, many wounds.
And it burns. It's not pleasant. So you take a strain, but you do heal two wounds.
All right. How many? Only one?
Two. So I moved you. I should let you do it to 10. You do have enough to spray on
anybody?
Bobens. Oh yeah, I guess you could. I guess you could waste it on Mac too.
It's not my blood I'm covered in.
I'll spray it on Bobens.
Okay. It burns.
It burns.
This is almost as bad as the wounds.
It's good in the long run. You'll be fine. It's getting rid of bacterium.
Oh, did you do that? You added the take. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. I guess I should let you do it.
No. That's fine. Can I grab one of the maces?
Yes.
That's a good idea.
I specifically shot one out.
There's two of them, so one for everybody. Well, no. Mac, do you want one?
No, he's got the vibro rapier.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want one. Yeah, you cannot take more weapons, Sarn.
Oh, well,
I've only got two.
Your encumbrance is full.
Yes. I guess I don't know what a mace would be. You're close on encumbrance, but I don't know if you're over. So
the mace is not good for an assassin.
The mace is one of the lightest of heavy armored weapons. It's known for it.
I guess. All right.
It's known for being lightweight.
Fine, take a mace if you want. Everyone take a mace. Everyone can have a mace. All right.
I don't want it.
Okay.
I do.
Did you take it already?
How do I take it?
You should be able to just... Oh, you probably can't open the Savrit.
Savrit.
I mean, one's already split open, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I do.
Because he's covered in his blood.
All right. I threw it into your...
Nice. Okay. Oh, look at this thing. Nice.
You go through Michael's pockets.
Michael!
Wait, somebody went through Michael's pockets, right?
I'm going through. Oh, okay. I'm looting every single body I can.
Oh, right. No, I think Bo Benz is just kind of standing over him, just like, oh, what was it worth?
It's very sad.
Why didn't you stay in bed?
Not to me, it's not.
No. Max,
Sarn is just like, meh.
Sarn doesn't care.
That shit happens.
He's picking through his pockets while Bo Benz is just standing there like, oh.
Shouldn't we like close his eyes at least? Because his eyes are just like, they're still little, like hoping.
You get a little jaded to it.
Yeah. You find his wallet, you look through his wallet, and you see this picture of
another picture.
Yeah, it's a picture. It's of the butt radar, but it's not a photograph. It's cut out of like a magazine. It's like a, you know, kind of like a bounty sort of basically, but it's of the butt radar. So it's out of a publication. But he has a picture of her in his wallet.
A newspaper clipping?
A newspaper clipping, basically.
This guy might just been a stalker.
He might be the saddest person we've come across. I mean, it was pretty sad.
No syntax.
Right. But it does.
It's a good newspaper. It's a tabloid.
Any more Rill?
He does not have any more Rill. He has one empty vial of Rill in there. So there's like a little bit at the bottom. Okay, I thought maybe you were going to jump in and say Rill. And so Sarn takes it. And no. Okay, so he's not going to get the resin. But you do.
Sarn is not going to get the resin.
Sarn does not take the resin. You've come across his personal data pad, which is like a little bit smaller than like an iPad, but it's like basically the size of a cell phone. And you can see text messages in there. And
can I go through them?
Yes. You're going through them and you see that they are back and forth between him and the butt radar. There's a lot of like lewd messages between them. He's a little bit thirstier for her than she is for him, but she is texting him back. Like they do have a relationship, and but it is somewhat one-sided. But you notice that she keeps asking him to bring to her a particular person. You notice too that he works for roll like a some knowledge. Is there a general knowledge? No, roll a core worlds.
Me.
Who?
Whoever's reading it, which would be Sarn. Okay, you fail. You say that you yell out loud, you know, that there's the name of this company. It's called Worldwide International. And you ask Mac and Bo Benz if they've ever heard of this company. And they can roll the core worlds too. Or if you have like a better on one of them, it might make sense. Worldwide's better. Sarn or Mac also has never heard of Worldwide International.
But is Bo Benz's computer skill is pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Can she hack it?
Well, first of all, does she know?
So what am I rolling?
Core Worlds.
Core Worlds.
Yeah. No, she also fails.
One threat, though, which is I'm kind of...
You're not going to fight her. We don't know anything about this place, all right?
You've never heard of Worlds International. And hearing you hearing you guys argue about, like, you know, going back and forth, like, I have no idea what that is. I have no idea what that is. You know what it is? I don't know what that is. Rial speaks up and she's like, you idiots. You never heard of Worldwide International? It's definitely a real company that that Michael worked for. You didn't even bother to, like, ask him, do you know anything about him, you idiots?
Listen, Bo Ben goes over him and kind of gets, like, a little rough with her. Like, listen, he was a good man. He was a good man. And you guys treated him like garbage. And he's dead because of you. Don't give me this shit.
Because of me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Aren't you the one who ordered him to die, to shoot him? Or is that, what does it matter?
No, that was my boss.
I think she kind of picks her up and, like, shakes her just a little bit, like,
and she's all scrambled. So Michael Torvald was a music executive at Worldwide International. You didn't know that? Why do you think she hung out with him? It wasn't because of his hair.
She's trying to get a record deal?
Yeah, she wants a record deal?
No, she was trying to get a target.
Oh.
Scroll through there. Look at who he represents.
Hey, Bobenz, you're good at computers.
Yeah.
You scroll through there.
Yeah, roll the check.
Roll it.
For computers?
Oh, yeah. I've got, you know, I think I'm actually better at computers.
Didn't she just upgrade it though?
What is your computer?
I cannot see any of my like skills. I'm not sure if I'm looking in the wrong spot or what.
Your computers. Yeah, you upgraded these. Maybe did I not? I thought we put them in here.
Oh yeah, we did.
So you didn't upgrade your computers?
No. I don't know about those newfangled devices.
Right. Oh
yeah, because I got a proficiency and an ability.
Listen, if it's got gears and motors, I'm your gal, but beeps and boops, not my thing.
All right, well then I'll try to go through this.
Okay.
Two difficulty?
Yeah.
Turns out I was on the wrong tab, guys.
You look through, you're able to go through his email, just because you know a little bit of like computers and you can get through it. And you look at the the people he's representing, and you see down there a familiar blue blob. He is the agent.
Afraid of it.
He is the edge. He is the agent for Beb Bebo.
Oh no! No, Bo Benz, do you know about our past with Beb Bebo?
Beb Bebo, is he family? Is he a Lestat?
No,
of the Bo clan. Davis.
No, Mac, you remember Bo Bebo.
Beb Bebo. Bebo.
Yeah, we took him hostage one time.
Yeah, that didn't go well. It went as well as when we took that Lestat hostage.
Hey, wait.
She's still right there.
Oh, going great.
Delivered. Yeah, and then Rial peps up. Yeah. Yeah, the Bud Radar's got some unfinished business that she needs to take care of.
Oh, shit.
And yeah, that's why she was sleeping with Michael. Not because he's sexy, because he's not. Have you seen his hair? Not a sexy man. But she was just trying to get...
hair all over his body. I get it.
Yeah. He was just trying to get to Beb Bebo.
Wow.
Well, can we drag Riel back to the ship and freeze her in carbonite and put her next to the ghost?
Yeah, we need a his hers. We need a his hers hat coat rack.
Oh no! Wait, but Bridget, do you know about Bebe Bo?
I've heard of Bebe Bo slightly.
Okay, all right. Then we'll have to cover that in the next session.
Or you could just listen to the episode. It's still one of my favorite episodes.
Which
episode is it?
I don't know what number it is. It's called "You're a Terrible Kid."
Oh my god!
I'm gonna put that down as my homework. Are we taking this girl hostage?
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course.
Oh, I just really wanted a pistol whipper.
You still can when she's frozen in carbonite.
That's why she's hostage for later.
Yeah.
Good point.
But I think it would also kind of be narrative if we covered Bebe Bo.
Oh yeah, in character. That makes sense.
In character, yeah.
Oh, I have it on my phone. Flashback. You're a terrible kid.
I'll take a listen.
You're a terrible child.
Yeah.
Was that the one episode where we had to do it because Ryan couldn't make it?
It was the first time. Yeah, we did the flashback because he couldn't make it. Yeah, that was the first time we did it, and we just did totally off the cuff. It was episode 19.
That's the first time I killed a butt radar.
Sarn Turbo meets Max Skyblade for the first time to transport Beb Bebo, son of Bob Bebo.
Great name.
Weird that they have different last names.
It's you wouldn't understand.
Yeah.
Well, true. I mean, it could be their first names, right?
Yeah, it could be.
I don't think you did kill.
Even though those are different too. Oh no, I killed the butt radar.
Not that one.
How many butt radars have you killed?
One.
Yeah, but it wasn't this episode. Yeah, it was a live session.
Yeah,
I remember that because Ryan was there. That Ryan's the one who came up with the idea that the butt radar is a title, right. Not a name.
But nobody expected anybody to kill him, so that's when the medallion thing came out.
Oh,
was that the butt radar is the one that holds the medallion?
I'm gonna be the butt radar.
That's what I tried.
That's what
doing.
Everyone
Don't
says.
Try it. I tried doing that. Me and Andy practically fought for it.
When you make it as easy as wearing a medallion, I mean, come on. Who doesn't?
I think we tried splitting it. I'd be butt and he'd be radar.
I do not remember that. I'm trying to.
I don't remember trying to split it, but it doesn't sound unlike us.
Yeah.
I know I have the notes here from
when we ran. But yeah, it was. No, we were fighting outside of an abandoned house. I was able to shoot down the butt radar, but there were other Wookiees there, and they ran up, took the medallion, and ran off.
Yeah. God,
who knew Wookiees were really entrenched in the crime syndicates?
Well, this one is just it's a Wookiee. It's a Wookiee gang.
Oh, yeah. So it's very Wookiee.
Not the Redarian Chain gang, though.
The Redarian Chain is a Wookiee gang.
Oh, it is? Yeah. Okay. Well, then I misspoke.
Yeah, because this is the one that you had over at your house, Boo. And then we ended too soon. And so
we ended the one-shot too soon or something.
No, it wasn't a one-shot. It was you know, Ryan was there.
Ryan was there.
And
he took over his GM.
Yeah. Yeah, he actually did pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't know who we were fighting. Sabat's Laurel's flower truck. No, that's the flashback.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember the flower truck then.
Mayflower Lloyd. Oh, that was...
That does not ring a bell.
That was the fighter. That was one of the boxers.
Mayflower Floyd?
Yeah.
There were boxers?
No, Mayflower Lloyd. And... Yeah. Yeah, you guys snuck into, it was an underground fight. Your Kunkel Jabba, registered trademark I have here to Timo.
Oh, no, I remember the gladiator pit.
There's a gladiator pit.
And that That wasn't the same flashback, though, was it?
Max says he's from Mos Espa's, listens to jizz, religious jizz. Mac gives a one credit tip. Next fight, Mayflower Lloyd and Paul Logan. I think this might be before we started. Oh, no, because, yeah, we didn't record that one. Good thing I took such good notes. June 5th. Yeah, but we
had... Of what year?
2021.
Oh, my God.
They go outside.
2.5 years ago.
Second speeder bike.
Yeah, it sounds very detailed.
Mac yells to fighters to fight. Mayflower swings. Logan dodges. Logan KOs Mayflower. Mac shoots at Logan.
I don't remember this at all.
Yeah, I kind of remember. Plus one crit for Sarn. Butt radar. Diplomat, architect, smug lord. These are great notes.
smug lord's the only thing you really need to focus on, yeah. I think.
So, yeah, 19 is the flashback, and then 20 is this episode where we did live, I think.